incredibly excited about what's going to happen tonight in Fargo at the Doublewood Inn. Beginning at 6 o'clock, the doors are going to open, and at 7 o'clock, there's going to be a very special seminar, and it is part of the FM Walleyes. One of their meetings is happening tonight at the Doublewood Inn, but it's not so much the meeting, it is who is going to be at the meeting, because the boys at FM Walleyes landed a couple of very special guests who are going to put on a seminar. And I think that if you have ever held a fishing rod in your life or even watched somebody fishing, you know who these two gentlemen are. They go by the names of Al and Ron Lindner. For years, they were with In Fisherman Magazine, In Fisherman TV, In Fisherman Radio. They are no longer with that company, but now they have something called Lindner's Angling Edge, which is shown on national TV. These guys are innovators. They are inventors. They are promoters. They are people who have made the world of fishing a better place in which to participate. And I am honored tonight to be the MC of the event. And I am honored right now to have with me on KFGO, Ron Lindner. Hello, Mr. Ron Lindner. How are you doing?
Good, Mike. And by the way, Al is driving and we are heading towards Fargo on highway. We're on going on West 10 as we speak.
Perfect. I can't wait till tonight. It's going to be exciting. As I said, I'm going to be able to MC the event. The guys at FM Walleyes asked me to do that. What are you going to talk about tonight, Ron? How are you going to help me, Mike McFeely, a terrible fisherman, catch more fish?
Well, we're going to do it two ways. I'm just going to address the crowd a little bit at the beginning. I don't know how many of these guys still competitively fish walleyes. There may be some, and I just want to tell them that competitive walleye fishing is not totally dead. There's a lot of things happening, and I got to explain that to them. Then Al is going to explain to them probably the newest, hottest walleye method, which is jig wrapping walleyes. We were out here yesterday with one of the principals of Seafoam. That's the gas additive.
Yep.
We had them out with us, and we caught a whole bunch of walleye. Really, it was a good day. It was a beautiful day. So Al is going to explain, and by the way, this whole system that Al has been publicizing for a couple of years here has just been winning a number of tournaments. It won the NWT. Chris Gilman won that, won $90,000 doing that. And what other ones have, a couple of these Canadian tournaments have, the Vanity Cup, I think there's some guys used it up there for the $100,000 win. So this thing has really been making traction lately.
Is this the thing where you snap jig the jigging rapala, the ice fishing lure? Is that what we're talking about here? Or am I on to something different here?
Yeah, you are, but you ain't. Well, if you come to the seminar tonight, you're going to get, Al's going to give you the direct skinny on it.
All right.
Exactly how to do it. So
I will do that. Hey, let me ask you this. You guys have been in this business forever and a day, and you've been incredibly successful at it. And every time I talk to you, Ron, I've talked to you a couple different times, and I've talked to Al. You're always in such a great mood, and you're always having so much fun, and you're always having so much fun when you're doing your television shows. How do you keep that energy up? How do you have so much fun all the time when you're out there in the boat? Is it easy, or are you putting on a show?
No. Listen here, Al's passionate about fishing. We still fish over 200 days a year, both of us. And that's how much we'll... Long time ago, I hunted in my younger days, so did he, but I don't hunt anymore. I don't golf. I don't bowl. We fish. And when we don't fish, we do ministering work with some ministries around the state here. That's what we do. I'm either with my family or I'm fishing. And I love it so much that that's what I'm going to be doing right to the end. So we do spend a lot of time on the water.
How many walleyes do you estimate that you and Al have caught in your life run? Have you ever stepped back and think about that?
Well, I'll put it this way. We caught 42 yesterday.
That's a pretty good day. That's not a bad day at all.
Yeah, and that was in 4 hours. By the way, we did keep 18 slots. You don't get that many chances at slots. You know, today we've got these lakes with these odd slot limits, and you can go on some of these lakes, Mille Lacs being one of them, just for example, and you can get fish after fish after fish and not be able to keep any. We were on a where I'm not going to say where we were, But we were catching big ones, and we were catching eaters between 15 and 18 inches. Now, walleye-wise, if you're going to eat any walleyes, they don't come no better than that. I mean, that's the cream de la cream. So we did keep 18 of them. So
perfect.
We had a good time.
Ron Linder, our guest on the Mike McFeely Show, he and his brother Al will be in Fargo tonight at the Doublewood Inn. Doors open at 6 o'clock. The seminar begins at 7 o'clock. They're going to tell you how to catch more walleyes. You guys, though, do much more than just catch walleyes. You're not just focused on walleyes. You've been innovative in the world of television and media and catching fish when it comes to panfish, when it comes to smallmouth bass, when it comes to largemouth bass. Heck, when it comes to catfish in the Red River here between Fargo and Moorhead. You guys get after everything. Are walleye still your favorite, or is that just the money fish, and do you like fishing for something else, Ron, better in your spare time?
If you twisted both of our arms and made us make a decision, which I don't like to do, but if you forced us, I will speak for Al, who was sitting next to me in the car driving here. We would both say probably the smallmouth bass. If on the other hand, I catch more tarpon in the course of a year than I do muskie. Now, I spend 4 months of the year in Florida, so I still love mixed species, but the 4 months that I'm down in Florida, I'm fishing tarpon, snook, redfish, etc. So I get to really broaden my horizons. Al stays in, walleye is our strong second favorite. If you got smallmouth bass is the first, they are our second favorite.
Fantastic. Ron Linder, our guest on the Mike McFeely Show. How many inventions have you guys had? How many innovations in the world of fishing have you guys done? Can you keep track anymore?
The ones that counted, by the way, a guy asked me the other day when we were out with the Seafoam people and we were explaining a lot of stuff to them, getting to know them, we're possibly going to have as a sponsor. But at any rate, they asked me about the Lindy rig, and I says, well, hey, I invented it, almost a half a century ago. And in that half a century, they probably sold 100 million of them. I never made a penny at it.
What?
Now, when we sold a company, I personally, or Al, have never made a single penny directly from the Lindy rig itself. If you want some interesting statistics, you've heard of a Beatles bit, haven't
yes,
you?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, a guy named Chuck Wood invented that. He died broke in a VA hospital, and they took up a collection to bury him. So maybe inventing lures is not the most the best thing in the world to do. I could tell you other stories, but we have probably 32. I know we have 12 patents or partial patents. And we quit doing that. We just went into innovations. The splash guards on the back of their boat. You'll see them today. That's
sure.
An innovation that we never patented or anything else to give you an idea. The rain suits of today that we did with Cabela's, we designed those. The expensive resin where you don't get wet, we worked on things like that. The no-snag sinker, that's mine.
Yep.
I did. The hook that you use for slipping into plastic worms. It's another one of my. Oh, the arm bend in the which your spinner bait. The arm bend that you got.
Yep.
Used to twist them, and your line would always get under there. I worked to make the arm bend. By the way, it seems like a very, very simple thing. The first tons and tons of them didn't work because they weakened the wire when they closed it, because I kept on saying, what I want to do is I want the line to feed around so it doesn't hang up in back of the spinnerbait. Well, the people that I was working with at the time worked and worked, and they kept on, and after the spinnerbait would shake for a long time, that arm would break off. Well, they finally figured out a way to do that, but that was a fun project. I never got credit for that either, so I never got money for it.
One last question. I'll let you guys go because I know you're on the road. But when it comes to your faith, both you and Al are born-again Christians. You're open about that, and it's a big part of your TV show, The Angling Edge. How does that play into what you're doing today, Ron, when it comes to your Christian faith, and how has that changed you over the years?
Well, it's the basis of all we do. What I told you before, what Al and I do, we fish and we do ministry work. When we're not doing this, I give a lot of these talks in churches, so does Al, and works with Teen Challenge. We constantly, in fact, we were just out with some people today, yesterday, that were, the reason that we had these people out was because they contributed to Teen Challenge, and they raffled Al and I off. So that was all part of this thing. It's part of what we do, and it's just exciting. We've rolled the whole thing together. We don't have a job or a ministry. We've got a lifestyle. That's all it is. We fix and work for the faith, and I'm having a good time doing it.
Good, 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 good. All right, Ron, looking forward to seeing you tonight. Drive safely. Have Al keep between the lines there, and we'll see you tonight at the Doublewood Inn, okay?
Excited to see you. God bless. And tell the folks that they want to see something new. I saw Al do this thing about 2 weeks ago, and if you want to learn something, I highly advise you to show up. See you there later, Mike.
Okay, Ron, thank you very much, sir. Ron Lindner and Al Lindner. I thought maybe we could get both of them on, but with Al driving, we'll just leave it talking to Ron, who, by the way, was highly entertaining, wouldn't you say? These guys are good at what they do. I would highly recommend going tonight to the FM Walleyes meeting. You don't have to be an FM Walleyes member. You don't have to be. The public is invited. This is what it's going to cost you, Pinto. What's the number I'm putting up here? What's the number?
Zero.
It costs you nothing to go to the seminar. It is free, and you can tell by Ron's enthusiasm, and everybody knows Al Lindner. He's so darn enthusiastic. You're just going to have a great time. It's the Doublewood Inn. Doors open at 6 o'clock. Little social hour beforehand. Al and Ron will be there. They'll start their seminar at 7. I'm the MC. I'll make you this promise, or at least I'm going to introduce Al and Ron, and I'll make you this promise. It will take me less than 1 minute to hand over the stage to Al and Ron Lindner because nobody wants to hear me talk. They want to hear those guys talk. So I'll give them a brief introduction, and then we'll get on with the fishing. And do you notice how when you talk to Ron Lindner, you start to talk like this? Hey, Ron, how many adventures did you have there? Hey, how many adventures did you make in the fishing? You start to talk like Ron Lindner when you talk to him for a while. 237-594-8800, 880-5346.